In recent months, we've been reporting on the plight of developmentally disabled people in Washington. They languish in hospitals, they suffer abuse and neglect in the community, and many don't receive services even though they're eligible. The situation is all the more striking because the state is required to foster and support people with developmental disabilities. It's written into the state's constitution. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Carolyn Gannat's adult son, Alan, is developmentally disabled, mostly nonverbal, and has challenging behaviors. She says the state of Washington is not getting the job done when it comes to taking care of him.
The whole thing is an absolute disaster. It's a mess.
Gannat says the state should do better by her son and others like him, and she points to Washington's constitution.
If we didn't owe them anything at all, why is there a constitution with Article 13 written in?
Article 13 says the state shall foster and support institutions for the benefit of the blind, deaf, and disabled, and for people who are mentally ill or developmentally disabled. When Gannat reads this section of the Constitution, she tries to channel its framers.
We didn't have to do this. We did it because we are good human beings. We care.
So the history of Article 13 is kind of interesting.
This is Hugh Spitzer, a University of Washington law professor and expert on Washington's Constitution.
And it goes back to Horace Mann and the New England political enlightenment.
This was in the early to mid-1800s. Mann was a lawyer and legislator in Massachusetts who advocated for public schools and for state institutions to care for the most vulnerable people. In turn, Washington's Constitution borrows from that era. It makes public education the state's paramount duty, and, says Spitzer, Article 13 is a cousin to that.
I've always viewed this provision as creating either an entitlement or a right.
So what does that mean? Spitzer says it means families and advocates who don't think the state is sufficiently fostering and supporting the developmentally disabled might have grounds for a lawsuit. In recent decades, there have been cases against the state over services for the developmentally disabled, but those were based on federal laws like the Americans with Disabilities Act. Spitzer thinks there's an opportunity for an Article 13-based lawsuit.
But it would have to be very carefully thought through and structured.
Spitzer points to a 1925 case where the Washington Supreme Court gave the legislature flexibility in how it fulfills its mandate under Article 13.
The courts have been very skittish about pushing the legislature too hard under this constitutional provision.
But former Washington Supreme Court Justice Phil Talmadge thinks a modern-day court could read Article 13 the way he does.
It is prescriptive. It says you have to do this. It isn't like you have a choice.
And he argues the mandate has been ignored for too long.
This has been an area that governor after governor after governor, administration after administration after administration, legislature after legislature after legislature has simply failed to meet.
In Washington, developmental disability services are not an entitlement like they are in Oregon. Talmadge thinks the timing might be right for a lawsuit.
Somebody at some point is going to force the hand of these folks and make them do what they should do, as the framers had in mind.
The state of Washington was successfully sued over school funding in the McCleary case, but any lawsuit involving Article 13 would have to answer some questions. For instance, does the obligation to fund institutions extend to community-based services where most people are served these days? Lawsuit or no lawsuit, Carolyn Gannat just wants better services for her son.
I say it's time for a change. It's time to get real with this and to stop making it like it's not. It's not just a, oh dear, we're just going through a hiccup time. This is a serious matter.
For its part, the state of Washington has increased funding for developmental disability services in recent years, but gaps persist. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.